Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you've decided to join us today because you're going to get smarter. You're going to learn some stuff. You're going to meet some cool people when you hang out with me. That's the only kind of folks I surround myself with, some really cool people, the people who are out there pushing the envelope, exploring the future of a lot of different fields. And Bill Byron Concevich is one of those guys. He's the author of a new book called Counterintuitive Selling. Bill is Chief Talent and Learning Officer at Witness Systems Incorporated. As I just said, he is an author. He's a professional speaker. He's a sales training expert, and he's here to talk to us about counterintuitive selling. Bill Byron, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Jim. How are you?
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on your book.
Thank you very much.
Now, tell us about counterintuitive selling. I told the audience that you mentioned in your book that it was harder than it sounds, and I said I disagree with you because it does sound hard to me. Who is it counterintuitive to us or to our customers?
Great question, Jim. It's counterintuitive to both, and here's why. Counterintuitive selling involves, at the heart, doing the opposite of what your customer many times expects you to do. That's probably the easiest part. You said it sounds hard. The harder part is that it involves doing the opposite of what we would naturally do as salespeople in most situations. We're conditioned, we're kind of trained in our minds, and to make our minds think differently, that's the hard part, and to turn that into action is the even harder part.
Now, we spend so much time trying to find out what our customers want and to give them what they want. Why would we do the opposite of what they want?
Well, it's not so much the opposite of what they want, Jim, but it's the opposite of what they expect. People have stereotypes of salespeople. People have thoughts in their minds about what a salesperson might do. And when we are counter to that, when we think counterintuitively and act counterintuitively, we start to build intrigue in our prospects or customers' minds. One of the goals of counterintuitive selling is to get the customer to reach out instead of us trying to break down the door to get in.
So you're basing half of counterintuitive selling on the premise that people today in the 21st century don't really expect a lot out of their salespeople, and that those who are capable of delivering more have an opportunity to differentiate themselves. Is that what you're saying?
Either they don't expect a lot, Jim, or they have an expectation of it's going to be the same old thing, A salesperson's going to do this, and then they're going to do this, and then they're going to do that. And it's a condition in their mind that, oh, here we go again. This person.
See, I agree with you.
I
agree with you. See, I run into this sort of thing. about a year ago, we had a situation with one of our customers, and we did something really, really nice for them. And when everything was delivered, the receiving people got really upset because they got a lot more than they thought they were going to get. They sent it up the line, and when I talked to the decision maker, I said, your people are kind of upset with me because we did this and this, even though we said we were only going to do the other. And he said, well, don't worry about it, Jim. We're not used to dealing with people like you.
Well,
he was paying me a compliment. I mean, he's basically what he said is, we've never had a partner like you before, and so that's kind of in one way it's a sad commentary on the marketplace, but in the other way, it's an opportunity, isn't it?
Well, it's definitely an opportunity, and it goes back to if you think you can keep doing what you've been doing and get the same results, the world is too hyper competitive today.
Right.
It's kind of like the definition of insanity, which is in the book. Mm-hmm. Doing the same thing again and again and expecting different results. We need to do things differently to get different results with our customers and prospects.
So you're saying we need to continually figure out a way to wow our customers?
That's a big part of it, and it's sometimes in subtle ways. I mentioned the element of intrigue. You know, a lot of times when I'm working with salespeople and sales teams, they say, so much technology today, so hard to get a hold of the person that can buy, and how do I know if they can really buy? It's the things in the book are to get you to build intrigue, to do things differently, to make more and more impressions upon your prospect or customer.
It is harder to get through to people today, isn't it?
Oh, it's incredibly hard. It's the biggest frustration point that I get when I'm in front of a group of salespeople, whether they be small business owners, whatever they do. It's how do I, you know, there's email, there's voicemail, there's the internet, there's people just, they can control how people get to them so much more. How do I break through that?
Well, and also getting them to just to respond. I mean, and in fact, sometimes customers that you already have, you've already got their business, just getting them to respond, that's not easy either, is it?
It's not easy either, and yet when you finally do get to them, you know what most of them do? In the end, they thank you for being persistent, for getting through the technology, for getting through all those layers. Because if you truly have something of value, you're doing them a disservice until you do get through to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and everybody is so busy these days. Everyone has so many things pulling at them. What about the counterintuitive part for ourselves?
Ah, well, that's where the interesting angle in the book comes in, Jim, because my background, as you mentioned, I've not only been a professional salesperson, started in retail, went all the way through corporate, spent more time in retail, but I'm a learning and training guy, so part of what the book does is talks about how we have to change our behaviors. We just can't think that we're going to do something different, because how many times, we've all done it, right? We get in front of a key prospect and we say, this time I'm going to do this differently, and we get in the heat of battle, and what do? We do what we always did. We don't get the result we want, and we kick ourselves on the way out. We have to learn to change our behavior. That's where things like what are called behavioral triggers come in, something we spend a lot of time on in the book, doing things that will force ourselves to change our behavior, do things differently, get better results.
All right. How do we know, you know, sometimes change for change's sake is not only not necessary, but it's not good. I mean, how do we know what to change and when to change it?
Yeah, that's a lot, again, of what the book focuses on. It's really step by step and analyzing. One of the things that we talk about in the book is something called going to the balcony. In other words, how do we get an inner look at what we've been doing to make sure we change what we've been doing? That's where you get into doing things like making sure that we look at a situation and say, this is what we need to do differently.
Bill Byron, hold on to that thought. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We've got to be right back right after these messages. 20 after. We'll be right back with Bill Byron Concevich. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend, Bill Byron Concevich. And he is the author of Counterintuitive Selling. And Bill Byron, tell us where the book's available, please, and give us your website.
The website is very simply www.counterintuitiveselling.com. And the book's available in most local bookstores. It's available in all the Barnes & Nobles. It's available in Borders. It's available, obviously, online, Amazon.com, all the big booksellers online as well.
Now, is counterintuitive in the on the URL, the website, is counterintuitive hyphenated? Do you put the hyphen in or not?
Either one will get you there.
Okay, I got you. Good deal. That's a good way to
do it.
We
made it easy.
Very
yep.
good. Outstanding. Counterintuitiveselling.com and... of course, the book's available wherever books are sold. My own websites, folks, as you know, are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and the archives and the articles and the Brain Trust members and my newsletter. You can subscribe to that for free. The blog, you can subscribe to that or use it right there on the website. It's free as well. Everything we have is free. And, of course, the blog we update every weekday. Askjim.biz is our knowledge base. That's where you can go to get small business answers now. Bill Byron, you were talking to us about the effect of counterintuitive selling on ourselves. How do we accomplish the counterintuitive part of selling in the way we think of what we do? And you were giving us an example when we went to the break.
Yeah, one of the things is really being able to analyze what we're doing to see if it's effective. And we talk about a technique in the book called going to the balcony. One of the most powerful things we can do after we've been in a selling situation is to kind of step back and look at what happened from afar. We have a whole section on how you analyze things and how you map things out when you're in a selling situation that then allows you to step back and say, what could I have done differently? What would the impact have been? What can I apply from counterintuitive selling to get a better result, to get the sale, to get the sale moving faster?
And so then how do you come up with that? Go ahead.
Well, a lot of it has to do with we don't always look for the right things when we're in the midst of a selling situation.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we work on in some of the seminars we do is to actually map out when we're in a meeting who's there. Could be one or two people, could be a whole group of people. But what are they doing? Who's looking at who? Who's really taking a lead? Who is saying what things that let us know whether someone's ready to make a sale, take an order, whether someone has to be approached in a different way, or do we have to bring different elements to the table to get that sale?
Are there different levels? Now, see, I understand the counterintuitive part with the customer, because we can mm-hmm. we can find out what they expect, and then we can transcend that. And
right.
And I get that part. That's not so hard. But
right.
But the personal counterintuitive thing, it would seem to me that there must be more than one level of counterintuitive selling. Because if I'm really good, if I'm really sharp, and I know what I'm doing in sales, I'm highly motivated, and I'm willing to work hard and smart and all that kind of stuff, you know, then maybe I've already thought about that. Maybe it's not counterintuitive for me to think about what this, you know, who the decision makers are and who can help me to close this sale. Are there different levels of counterintuitive selling?
Oh, I think, Jim, you hit a most important point. I'll tell you a quick story. The book came out earlier this year. A lot of the salespeople, you and I were talking, we've got hundreds and hundreds of salespeople around the globe, and we had them in for a big event in March. Our number one salesperson in the company walks into my office. He says, Bill, I don't know how to tell you what I'm about to tell you. I said, what? He said, well, I really didn't get anything out of the book until I got all the way to chapter 19. And I hope that doesn't disappoint you. And I said, Mike, that doesn't disappoint me at all. First of all, I'm impressed that as our number one salesperson, you got anything out of the book. I said, I wouldn't expect you to get things out of the beginning part. Those are things you do naturally. He said, yeah, but when I got to chapter 19 and it talked about being in front of that customer and what happened, and these are all real life stories, and what you did to change the situation and get the order, I had never thought of doing that. It's hard mm-hmm. for me to think that way, but now I understand why I need to. Now he's going to use what we call behavioral triggers, and those are all explained in the book. He's actually going to put things in the path of what he does during the day that remind him to act and think differently to get a different result. So absolutely, there are different levels.
What are some of those behavioral triggers?
Perfect example. You know, we get so busy during the day, and we get so many things on our mind. So if I've got an important call first thing in the morning, I might tonight, before I go get some rest, I might go out to my car and put a little post-it note on my steering wheel that might say three things. It might say, call Helen, ask question, listen, ask for clarity. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm so tempted in the morning, I'll get in my car, I'll put the radio on, I'll listen to something. You know, maybe I've got to listen to your show at 7, right after 7. But if I get in the car at 6 o'clock or 6:30, I don't have to listen to some of that other stuff I always listen to. Let me prep for my call. Let me get my mind clear.
Mm-hmm.
Triggers that along the way, in other words, a silly one that I explain a lot, but people come back and say, you know, Bill, I used that. You're going to get in the shower in the morning before you go to bed that night. Put a little sticky note by the shower that says, visualize my appointment today. And by doing that, you're going to have a much higher level of success.
Excellent example of a trigger. Bill Byron, Konsevich, will you come back another day and talk to us some more about this?
I would certainly enjoy it. We can get a lot more in depth, Jim.
We've enjoyed having you here. Good job today. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you very much.
Counterintuitive Selling by Bill Byron Konsevich. He'll be back another day. I will take a quick break right now, and I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.